Taymarker, the Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare. Let's get right to it. Action!
What's going on, Animal City Blue Talk fans? As always, I'm your host, Ryan D, aka Ryan Succeed. And this is Alamo City Movie Talk, guys. Thank you so much for making us a part of your day. You know what to do, guys. Hit that bell notification. Talk movies with us. We love talking movies with every single one of you guys. And thank you, guys, for making us a part of your day. Let's get right to it. Angela, what are we talking about today?
Oh, this one was one of the ones that's been on my radar for quite a while.
Yeah.
Just because of the cast. But yeah. Today, we have the pleasure of reviewing The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare.
The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare. Ooh, that slides out the tongue. Billed as a true story about a secret British World War II organization, the Special Operations Executive, founded by Winston Churchill, their irregular warfare against the Germans helped to change the course of the war and gave birth to the modern Black operations. With that being said and everything, guys, this is actually directed by Guy Ritchie, stars Henry Cavill, Alan Richardson, stars Alex Pettifer and Isa Gonzalez. Now let's get right to it. One of the things I did appreciate about this film and everything, and I know, are you a huge Guy Ritchie fan? Kinda.
His films are like a hit or miss for me. There's some that I really, really enjoy.
Okay.
But there are a couple I can name off that were okay. They weren't the best, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, overall, I think his films are pretty good. So I was curious about this when I heard that he was going to be like the part of this. But also, I really liked the mix of the cast. I think the cast was really cool to see.
Yeah.
Obviously, we're huge Henry Cavill fans.
Like, yeah, oh yeah, 110%.
Anything that he really does, I think it's great. I did not see Man from U.N.C.L.E.
Yeah.
And I know that's kind of similar.
It's a good one.
Black Ops, Secret Ops mission kind of feel for it. So I really wanted to see him in this role because, one, I love his character. He's so great. He's great at everything. But also, I was curious to see what this is going to be about. You know, we get from the trailer, it's World War II times.
Yes.
They're really, like, secret ops against Nazis.
Boom.
It's right there, right?
Yeah.
So explosions, good fun. Looks like it had some humor in it. I was sold, right?
I was sold.
And I will say, I was absolutely not disappointed at all by this movie. It lived up and exceeded any expectation that I had. The cast was so great. I loved them so much, especially Henry Cavill, but also you love all the characters. You want them to succeed in their Black Ops mission.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the story was so fun. Like, this is just a fun, thrilling, entertaining movie.
Yeah.
And it's funny. I will say, like, I know you have problem with some comedy and how it's sometimes be forced, but I think it was just so natural in here. Mm-hmm. It was just so funny. Like, I couldn't stop laughing. I couldn't stop being entertained. This is a really good movie. I think a lot of people are going to enjoy.
You know, I got to say, Henry Cavill, Guy Ritchie. First off, Henry Cavill is a man to be reckoned with. He's we're excited because he's actually announced yesterday as well, before the premiere of this when it comes out in theaters, that he's expecting his first child.
Oh,
so congratulations to you, buddy. Congratulations, Henry Cavill, if you are watching this. Second thing, Guy Ritchie. Oh my God. Guy Ritchie is really killing it as a director right now. He's been in a lot of stuff. There's a lot of movies. The Covenant is one of the films that came out last year, which was a very serious tone film with Jake Gyllenhaal talking about gathering of true events. And this one is also based on a true story. So one of the things I really do appreciate is biopics, true story, or just the montage of, like, almost like the Inglourious Basterds feel, is that coming together to defeat and just kill Nazis. I love that. That is charismatic. It's very one of those things to where you are sucked in right away. And I gotta admit, yes, I am picky with comedy. But two, this movie is so great on the comedy, so great on the genuine. It flows so well, so organic, and I really did appreciate that. Guy Ritchie directs this movie so well, and I felt like it's straight to the point. You figure out, well, okay, this is the game plan. This is the whole outtake. And I gotta admit, I am a huge, huge, huge sucker when it comes to, like, forming a team and like taking out a whole army. Mm-hmm. And what better way to take up Nazis, right? I mean, German Nazis and everything. So I thought that was really good, very good on the action sequences as well, because I appreciate that. I think there was a very minimum CGI, maybe a little here and there, but for the most part, though, it's not CGI. I appreciate that a lot. For that, you know, and one of the things I also want to highlight as well is Alan Richardson. Okay,
oh,
so
great. He is so good. Okay, coming from someone who's never seen any of the Reacher series.
So,
never seen it.
And I haven't seen Reacher either. I heard great things about Reacher, but I haven't seen it, right? Okay, so there's that. too. This is the same guy from Blue Mountain State, the show that you don't even like at all. That's like, no. Yeah. No. And he is killing it on cylinders here. He played Aquaman, the child version of Aquaman or whatever you want to say in Smallville. I mean, Aquaman wasn't really, I mean, it was, yeah, it is what it is.
The CW version
of it, which was okay. And he's been talks, and we talked about it off camera. He actually wants to play Batman. Now, as far as physical physique, he was phenomenal. I mean, there was so much comedy relief in here that I really did enjoy. There's this moment in this scene where he's actually trying to protect, or they're trying to rescue this other guy, and there's just weird, genuine comedy violence that he just throws out this joke, and I thought that was very good and very inventive. I was just like, holy smokes, this is really good. And I enjoyed that a lot. I really did. Isa Gonzalez, she was great in here.
Oh my gosh. She
killed it in here. The last movie I can think her of was she was the girlfriend in Baby Driver. That
which
movie
I didn't see.
Oh, Baby Driver's so good.
I know.
And yeah, so she was really good. I mean, she didn't have a huge, large role in Baby Driver, but in this movie, she does. And I'm enjoying it. Great. I loved it.
Charming.
Yes. Yes.
Badass. All the cast, even like Henry Golding. He's such a random character, but yeah. He's done action before, and he's just so fun. Like each, like you say, you love teams that come together. Each one of them has their own purpose, what their skill set is, and they're all like, you all want to root for them. You want them to come out of this mission alive, well, you know, having succeeded their mission. And that's great storytelling right there. So I cannot say enough good things about the cast. I think they're
I know so we you solely recognized Henry Golding and I gotta admit though, he's come a long way. He really has. I mean, from Crazy Rich Asians,
he did Snake Eyes.
Snake, I forgot, but I didn't see Snake Eyes. Was okay. I didn't like it. It was okay. But as far as his acting goes, we saw how well he did in Crazy Rich Asians, right? And we saw even more amazing movie, of course, was the Gentleman film, which is also directed by Guy Ritchie. So it's almost like they're working together, just like Christopher Nolan. You know, if Christopher Nolan uses a lot of the same actors, and it's kind of like they stay the same network, and they're like, hey, we got this role. I know you can kill it. And I love that. I love it when actors use the same, almost the same people in a way. And I appreciate that a lot. I really do. And so Henry Golding in here, loved him in here. And then as well, I loved him in The Gentleman. Now, as the best Guy Ritchie movie, before we get into this review, what do you think is your best Guy Ritchie movie, if you could think of? Well, for me, it's got to be The Gentleman. It's one of my favorite films of his. The Gentleman or Snatch. It's one of those two. It's very close together. But just because I love British acting, or I love British, you know, in a British slang, British, all, I just love the British sayings a lot. And so,
like the Kingsman's too.
Yeah.
Completely different, but you still like that like genre.
Yeah.
For me, I don't know. That's kind of hard. This one gives a run for a money because I really enjoyed this one. I know I liked The Gentleman.
Yeah.
I haven't seen all of his films. I liked The Covenant a lot. That was really good.
That was a good one too.
But I say like, I came out of this immediately wanting to see this again. So I gotta say, it's probably gonna be one of the top ones up there.
Okay.
I have to review all the movies that he's been in, but I haven't seen Snatched, by the way. So.
Okay.
But I will say this one is gonna be one of his top films for me because it was just so enjoyable, so much fun. I think a lot of people are really gonna be very pleased with this. It's not what you expect. Like, it's, you know, such like a weird war movie, but it's funny and it has like charisma, and but it's so like entertaining. If you like stuff like this, if you like movies like this, you're gonna have so much fun.
I think the majority of the audience are really gonna enjoy this film, and even more so, Henry Cavill is the star in here, and he is phenomenal. He is fantastic in here. I couldn't stop laughing every time he was on camera. He was serious for a moment, and then he had to throw a joke in there, and it just felt so great to see him on camera.
But it was done Superman, so well.
Yeah, and so he led it along with Alan as well. They really did charismatic. Their chemistry, it was very on point. I really did enjoy that a lot. And yeah, I'll leave it at that, guys. Question is for you guys. What did you think of this movie? Are you expecting to see this movie at a theater near you? Just put a comment down below if you are expecting to see this film. And what's your expectations in here? Because I got to tell you, this movie is really good. It definitely surprised me. I'm not going to lie. It really did. And just the whole essence of like, just, it's almost like Inglourious Basterds in a way, but just like, just sprinkled on with The Gentleman. It's like a thrilling version. It's like Inglourious Basterds mixed in a little bit with Kingsman.
Like less serious than Inglourious.
Yeah.
More like thrilling, fun, crazy.
And I had a blast. I had a blast watching this movie. We're going to go see this movie again. So I'm definitely going to recommend this movie, obviously. Was this fun? We deserve to say hell yes, it was. And then also, Angela, let's go to ratings real quick. What are you gonna rate this movie?
Gosh, this is so hard because it was so thrilling and entertaining. Again, I haven't seen a movie in a long time where I step out of the theater and immediately want to go see it again.
It's been a long time.
It speaks volumes to how great it was, you know, how successful it was. And so I will say, and again, I'm not into like war movies. Like, Inglourious Basterds is really good.
I know.
And everything, but I'm not into war movies.
I know. That's why I was very surprised that you really enjoyed this film.
It was good, clean action. Or not clean, I mean, it's pretty violent, but good action, executed very well. Like, some of the gore scenes and fight scenes were really well. The cast chemistry and just like, you know, organically flow of comedy was great. Everything was done well directed. I would give it a solid 9 just because it's a really good film in my opinion. Like, I can't really find anything bad in my opinion that, you know, I would do differently or you know, critique on. So I would say I'm very, very pleased and shocked not shocked because it has the cast. I mean, they're great, but I think a lot of people are gonna enjoy it.
One of the things I'm going to say before I start this, because Inglourious Basterds, to put in context to my decision here, Inglourious Basterds is one of my top 5 films, of all time. One of the top 5. It lingers between 5 and 6, but it's definitely on my top 5 no matter what, just because of the acting chops and just that first scene, right? It gets you sucked in, Quentin Tarantino. It's just that whole the action dialogue that I really do appreciate, and we get that a lot in here too, but it's also mixed in with regular violence, which I did love. And Glorious Bastards is the same thing too. First and foremost, I'm gonna give this a solid 9 as well, because here's the thing, because Henry Cavill I know this is gonna sound weird, but it makes history fun. If you were to show this movie at a history class, hell yes. Obviously, you have to get permission from adults and everything because it is a little bit... I think it's rated R. It's rated R. But this movie makes history so much fun and giddy. And I enjoyed it for what it was. Mm-hmm. And I feel like this should be shown in history classes. Like, hey, this is exactly what happened.
Maybe high school seniors.
Oh, of course. Maybe. Yeah, high school. But and I'm always a sucker for a team up, for one. And then for two, Henry Cavill, I'm always interested in everything he's got planned, anything that he's in. I was very surprised by Alan as well. The acting chops of him, his accent was really good. I thought it was spot on. The Dutch. And then Henry Cavill too. He just killed it on screen. He monstered that screen. And that's the thing too. He's not just a guy with muscles. No, he's an actor, true essence actor. And I really did appreciate that a lot. And I appreciate him in here as well. And I wish all the actors the best to see what other projects are going to be on and everything. And Guy Ritchie is killing it. He made history fun. And I enjoyed this movie a lot more than I thought I would. And yeah, I'll leave it at that. Solid 9 out of 10. Obviously, we do recommend this movie, guys. Alamo City Movie Talk does recommend this film. Be sure to check this out at a theater near you. If you do not know, it is good. Trust us, it is good. You're gonna have such a great time watching this movie, and you're gonna be very surprised as much as we are and everything. And it's actually getting pretty good ratings right now as well. So I feel like that this movie has really killed it. His last two movies, this movie and The Covenant, have just been so good. They've been so good.
That was serious, such a completely different, like,
tone.
Feel tone. Yeah. It was, like, serious.
Yes.
You know, it's tragic.
Yes.
You know, it's about the war that's happening, you know, in the Middle East. So it's definitely different theme and genre. But again, you can have these two different polar opposite films and still have really good films.
Yes.
Like, it really speaks to, like, his work as a director. So I think it's really cool, like, to see that.
Don't definitely hear, and I cannot wait to other moviegoers. And put on comments down below. Let us know in the comments down below, what did you think, guys? Questions for you. What did y'all think? Are you expecting to see this? Are you kind of like, maybe? I don't know. Trust us, guys. Go check out this movie and let us know what your thoughts are below. As always, I am your host, Ryan D. Colonel Ryan 680.
I'm Angela Thakalian.
And this is Alamo City Movie Talk, guys. Thank you so much for making us a part of your day, and see you at the movies, guys. Latest.